Imagine walking into a Fortune 500 boardroom with nothing but your expertise and walking out with a six-figure contract. This isn't fantasy. It's the reality of consultants who've mastered what Alan Weiss calls process expertise. While Frederick Taylor's 1911 scientific management broke jobs into components for efficiency, today's elite consultants create value through strategic direction rather than tactical implementation. The evolution from content specialist to process expert represents the fundamental shift in consulting's DNA. When Mercedes North America needed to improve dealership performance, they didn't hire an automotive industry expert. They hired Weiss, who knew nothing about cars but everything about customer service excellence. This distinction between knowing a specific industry, content expertise, and mastering transferable processes like decision-making or innovation separates six-figure consultants from seven-figure ones. The danger of specialization is threefold. Dominant competitors may outspend you, technological changes can eliminate your niche entirely, and you'll limit both your growth and personal development. Have you ever wondered why some consultants never seem to chase clients? They've mastered what Weiss calls marketing gravity, the ability to attract buyers through multiple channels. St. Paul was arguably history's first viral marketer, spreading Christianity through word of mouth to reach 16 million followers within 300 years without a single PowerPoint presentation. Today's reality? Over 90% of executive-level professional services decisions come from peer referrals, with only about 4% influenced by web interactions. Your brand isn't just a uniform representation of quality, but how people think about you when you're not around. The ultimate brand is your name, creating an emotional connection that draws clients to you specifically. Weiss established his early reputation as the contrarian by challenging the quality movement when everyone else embraced it. Unlike the romantic notion in Field of Dreams, success requires not just building something great, but actively telling people about it. The strongest gravitational elements are referrals, networking, publishing, and speaking, all contributing to a powerful brand that attracts rather than chases opportunities. No one seeks a humble heart surgeon when their life is on the line. Similarly, effective consultants are accessible, bold, provocative, and generous with their expertise. True experts maintain a flow of intellectual property addressing current issues, make predictions fearlessly, maintain omnipresence across media, produce frequent content, earn citations, and attract critiques from competitors. When Peter Drucker spoke, he delivered insights without debate. When Weiss and his co-author contacted Drucker about using similar innovation concepts, Drucker bluntly responded, "I don't care what the hell you do." This toughness, combined with accuracy and fascinating insights, made him effective with executive clients. Free value means genuinely useful content, not bait-and-switch tactics. Despite experiencing significant plagiarism, Weiss views it as additional publicity, noting that informed people recognize the original source. Success comes from seeking respect rather than affection, from provoking thought rather than agreement. As Weiss puts it, if you want to be loved unconditionally, get a dog. The difference between a $50,000 and $5,000 project often boils down to trust. True economic buyers are individuals with P&L responsibility who can write checks without approval, not departments or organizations. Existing clients who trust you behave differently than prospects without emotional connection, because logic helps people think, but emotion urges them to act. Three dynamics exist between consultants and buyers: product, tangible purchases; service, intangible purchases; and relationship, trust, confidentiality, safety. While breakthrough products fall short in tough times, breakthrough relationships create benefit of the doubt, something most airlines never receive due to weak customer relationships. When meeting economic buyers initially, accelerate trust by establishing peer-to-peer dynamics rather than appearing as supplicants. Focus on offering value rather than taking or selling, and demonstrate confidence through strong statements like, "I know I can help you." Every successful consulting relationship involves three sales: the initial agreement, expanding business within that client, and referral business. Many consultants neglect this third sale, effectively forfeiting a third of their business potential. Billing by the hour isn't just limiting, it's unethical. It creates a perverse incentive where consultants profit from extending projects while clients need improvements quickly. Value-based fees offer clients capped investments without surprises, no running meter, freedom from constant budget decisions, staff empowerment, and ultimately less proportional investment. Maximizing fees combines tangible outcomes, quantitative improvements, intangible outcomes, qualitative improvements, and peripheral benefits, unintended positive outcomes. Calculating total value divided by the consultant's fee shows ROI. Ideally, at least 10 to 1. To maximize fees, provide options exceeding budget limits. Begin by asking about objectives rather than focusing on costs. Broaden objectives to increase value. And remember that higher fees create higher perceived value. When asked about fees too early, respond with, "I don't know," because without understanding objectives and value, you truly don't. The secret to proposals that close every time? The sale is made before the proposal is written. A proposal isn't a negotiation or exploration. It's the summation of conceptual agreement. In just an hour with an economic buyer, you should establish trust, discuss key issues, reach conceptual agreement, and solidify that agreement. Conceptual agreement includes three key elements: objectives, business outcomes to be achieved, metrics, indicators of progress and completion, and value, the impact of meeting objectives. A successful proposal should be about 2.5 pages and include 9 essential components: situation appraisal, objectives, metrics, value, methodology and options, timing, joint accountabilities, terms and conditions, and acceptance. Always provide multiple options to change the decision from "should I" to "which one," increasing acceptance by at least 50%. Never accept payment at the end of an assignment, as this gives clients tremendous leverage. Instead, require full payment upfront for speeches and workshops and advance payment for consulting. The time between proposal submission and payment receipt, total days to cash, should be minimized or even negative, with payment received before work begins. What distinguishes a consultant from a trusted advisor? Consultants deliver project-based guidance, while trusted advisors provide ongoing counsel that often simply validates clients' thinking. This premier position commands high fees with low labor intensity due to exceptional value. Monthly retainers range from $5,000 for small businesses to $25,000 plus for Fortune 1000 CEOs. Most advisors maintain only 8 to 12 active clients to ensure premium service. Your legacy isn't created at career's end. It's written daily through creating meaning rather than searching for it. As Weiss says, don't be a bystander to your own life. Key principles include embracing abundance over scarcity, providing value, not making sales, maintaining high self-worth, generalizing successes while isolating defeats, valuing time over perfectionism, and remembering no guilt, no fear, no peer. Approximately 75% of Weiss's multi-million-dollar business comes from offerings that didn't exist 3 years ago. With the right approach to value creation, relationships, and personal growth, you can build a million-dollar consulting practice offering both wealth and meaning, where wealth is measured not by money, but by discretionary time to live as you choose.